June 17th. Be a Barnabas. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. Acts 11:22. When the church at Jerusalem heard that Greeks in several regions were turning to the Lord, they swung into action. They decided to send someone to assess the situation and see what could be done to help. The scripture does not tell us the process they used to determine who would go. We don't know if they took their time deciding who to send, or how they came to the conclusion that Barnabas was the man for the job. The Bible just says the news reached their ears, and they sent Barnabas. My guess is that Barnabas was the obvious choice. When he got to Antioch, we are told that he was glad, he encouraged them, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. That's the kind of guy you want helping out. Oftentimes, we see servants of the Lord that are sour and jealous. They're discouraging and complain about insignificant details. Barnabas, however, lives up to his name, Son of Encouragement. What about you? When you see the work of the Lord being accomplished, are you glad and encouraging, or do you find something to complain about? Do you join in wholeheartedly, or do you drag your feet and cause an interruption in the work? Make sure you are a Barnabas. Spend some time today praying that you become the encourager God needs in His church.